of Westchester, 1460 WVOX.
Testing 1, 2, 3. Welcome to Brand Talk Radio, the only show on radio where branding gets personal, here on WVOX Radio 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here to talk about brands, your personal brand, your career brand, and even your business brand. Sponsored exclusively today by the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. Folks, for those of you who are joining us for the first time, this show is about transitions and about the science and psychology of branding and how that can help, those two disciplines can help you change your relationships for the better, your career and business for the better, and your life for the better, so that you can become the brand you are truly meant to be. This is a call-in show where we want to hear from you. So if you're going through a transition, and whether or not you're concerned about your brand or someone else's brand, please don't hesitate to call us at 914-636-0110. Let's talk your brand through at 914-636-0110. Or why not email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. Well, folks, I had a wonderful weekend in the country. You know, I live in the city, and I went to see a friend of mine. And he had a little shindig, as we used to like to say, in Sharon, Connecticut. And he is the world's renowned, I don't want to drop names here, but he is the world's renowned glaucoma specialist. And his name is Dr. Robert Rich, a very, very dear friend and a great brand. And we like to talk about brands here, right? But what makes, what made this party extremely interesting was that there were some young doctors who were going into transitions, and they were at a transition. And since we like to talk about transitions, and by the way, if you have a transition that you would like to talk about, you give us a call at 914-636-0110 or email me at doc@brandtalkradio.com. We'd love to hear from you. So at the, let me get back, and so you can get a there's a takeaway from this, because everything I what we talk about here, we want to help you to go brand yourself. So there were a number of doctors at this outing, and as I said, a lot of them were in transition. And if you don't know about professional schools, in medical school or in graduate school, there comes a point in your development or in your professional or your student development where you have to decide what specialty you want to go into. And in my last year, whether for good or for bad, I like to think it was for good, I decided to not practice psychology formally. And so I decided to take a course in marketing. And that course in marketing, I had one of those teachers that was very, very inspiring, Dr. Dorothy Cohen. And what she did is made me fall in love with marketing in the same way that that's, and branding, and the same way that's what I want to do here with you, my listeners. That is to get you excited about branding. And so at this party, there was this young doctor who, and we'll call him Dr. Nick, and he was finishing up with his postdoctoral work. And that was really what it kind of excited me was that he figured that out himself, that he wanted to be, number one, an ophthalmologist, and then further, he went on further to go even more specific and wanted to study glaucoma. And he not only wanted to study glaucoma, he wanted to study glaucoma with the best in the world, Dr. Rich, my dear friend. So, I mean, I was really excited to see this. And he learned this all by himself. And we here at Brand Talk will, in fact, might need a little help. And that's why we're here talking today. Dr. Nick is really a great example of somebody knowing their brand, picking a specialty, and just, in fact, doing it. And what we're going to do is talk more about that after a commercial from the Whitmore Group.
I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, it's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
And we are back. One last point I'd like to make when it comes to branding and what we try to do and what Dr. Nick did is when you have a brand, what you have to do is first know your brand, set a realistic goal for the brand, differentiate yourself, and then, as Nike likes to say, just do it. And it was obvious that this young man, in fact, knew how, just exactly how to do that, because he did it actually as an undergraduate. He was smart enough to get into a program that it was a medical degree undergraduate program that got him right into medical school. So that's quite a feat, and that's what we want to do here: help you, in fact. Go brand yourself. So, are you going through a transition? Are you, in fact, concerned about your brand? Why not give us a call at 914-636-0110 and let's talk about it. Or perhaps you have a business and you're wondering about a new brand or service. Give us a call at 914-636-0110. And there you have it. By the way, if you just tuned in, you are listening to Dr. John Tantillo here on WVOX AM Radio, 1460 on your dial. And this is Brand Talk. And what I'd like to now do is get to my winner and loser of the week. By the way, you can see my winner and loser at the AMA, the American Marketing Association, not American Medical Association, but the American Marketing Association on their Marketing Power website, in case you come in the middle of my winner and loser and talk about it. Well, I'm going to talk about the winner here, and the winner, I just love this guy. And on so many levels, because he's the he's an actor's actor, and I call him the winner because he knows his brand. And the guy's name is Steve Buscemi. And if you don't know who Steve Buscemi is, he is the award nominated lead actor in Boardwalk Empire, and he plays not Lucky Johnson. Nucky Johnson is the character that he plays, and everybody gets this mixed up, by the way. I even heard that the Hollywood Reporter got this confused. So he actually plays Nucky Thompson on that new HBO Boardwalk Empire. But that's not the reason, folks, that he's the winner of the week. The reason that he is the winner of the week is that he has consistently refused, are you ready for this, to fix his teeth, okay? Now, he says he doesn't consider himself a leading man, and Buscemi is fine with that, and he's smart enough to know that when your brand has hit its stride, don't tinker around it. And his fame has grown, and as his fame has grown, a lot of dentists have approached him with free dental work, because of course they would get great publicity for this. But that's just. But to the actor's credit, he constantly refuses and says no, and his answer is, I won't work again if you fix my teeth. And folks, that's what it means about knowing your brand. And if there's anything that I can do for you, my listeners, is to communicate to accept your brand, all right, no matter what it is. And by the way, I mean, for older listeners, what would Jimmy Durante be without the nose? What would Drew Carey be without the glasses? All right? There are hundreds of examples. What about Kirsten Dunst, Anna Paquin, Jewel, and Miley Cyrus, who all had teeth issues? Because the idea is that it is part of your brand. And so why am I all excited about this? Because at one point, folks, what you want to do is look yourself in the mirror and say, am I a leading man, a leading woman, or am I the second banana? I mean, Ed McMahon made a whole career out of being Johnny Carson's sidekick. And boy, was that, in fact, smart. And that's the kind of stuff that we, in fact, do when we brand ourselves. And if we take a look at my good friend, Katie Couric, look, she had a great, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, and that is, she had a great morning show perky interview brand. And what did she do? She went to the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley. Well, it didn't work because, first of all, the demographic was that of a older male. And so that just, there was no connection there. She did very, very well with women in the morning who liked her perky style. It didn't work on the CBS Evening News. So once again, the takeaway here, folks, is for us to recognize what our brand is, what it is not, accept it, and then promote the heck out of it. So that's what I would call my brand winner. And who is the loser? Oh, I think I might get a few calls just for this. And it's Netflix. And I love Netflix. In terms of a brand, they do some great things. However, I think they were a little misguided, and I think the branding and marketing folks took a backseat to the financial geniuses who decided that they were going to increase the price of their products 60%. That's right, not 6%, but 60%, 6-0. This is nuts. What are they doing here? And there was really no good, clear reason for them doing it. As a matter of fact, the New York Times tech guru, David Pogge, confessed that he read Netflix's explanation for a price rise over 5 times and didn't understand why. Oh, my God. What are they doing here? I mean, the whole idea of Netflix was the fact that it was an inexpensive way of purchasing movies. That's part of their brand. What were they thinking? I know what they were thinking. They were thinking at profit and loss as opposed to their customers. And in branding and in marketing, you always have to worry about your customers and how they feel. Not how your chief executive officer feels, but how your customers feel. Because marketing is all about satisfying needs, not getting rich. If you get rich by satisfying needs, that's the smart part. That's the good part. But it's not about you. It's about your customers. Okay. So anyway, Netflix concluded or thought that, look, we still got, even with the 60% increase, our customers are still getting a good deal. But that's wrong. You're looking at it from your perspective. You're not looking at it from the customer's perspective. So that if you have a business that you're trying to run and you're looking at it in terms of the hours that you want to keep as opposed to what your customers want, you are in fact making a very, very big mistake. And so they got the wrath of their customers, Netflix did, on their Facebook page that clocked, are you ready for this, 44,000 outraged messages on this debacle. All right? So that pricing, if there's another takeaway here, is that prices are a delicate branding calculation and should in fact be left up to not the financial people, but the marketing people. Okay, that might be a little extreme since I am a marketing guy, but let me just say this. They should at least have veto power or should have some sort of input in the decision on whether or not you in fact want to increase that that price or not. So, and I could give you hundreds of reasons, hundreds of examples, that's the better word, of people that don't have this marketing background and just think it's simply, it's just marketing. And I talk about this when I give one of my talks about the different biases of different disciplines concerning marketing. It's just marketing. In other words, it's not that important. And when you say that, that's when you get into trouble. And I love to give the example of one of the great marketing blunders of all times that was presented by a gentleman that had a computer company, And I won't name the name. I won't mention the name of the computer company, but he was the genius that developed the computer, this particular computer, and he was brilliant. But he didn't understand marketing. And let me tell you what he did. He was at a press conference, and he went off script. Not a good thing. And one of the reporters asked a question about the computer and some of the present computer that he had done. He was very proud of. And then he said this, which was doom. It was, if you like this model, you should wait and see the new model that's coming out in 6 months. And his public relations and marketing people had their mouths open. Why? Because for the next 6 months, everybody was waiting for the new model. Nobody bought the present models. But he was an engineer. He was intelligent. He knew not marketing, but he knew engineering. And if there's a lesson to be learned here, folks, it's that in marketing, you must pay attention to the details. And the details are, remember your target market. And so, there are other examples of this as well. And the takeaway here is that pricing is part of your brand's contract with your target market, so trend lightly. So that's what our winner and loser. And if you like to give us a call, we are at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. And last week we had two great callers. We had Cash, a very dear friend who used to who just wrote a great book on faith, and his question had to do with staying in one's lane. Okay, the Oprah line of staying in one's lane. So if you're a certain kind of brand, what you don't want to do is deviate too much from that brand. I took issue with that, because what you are always trying to do is, in fact, find out the different opportunities and ways that you could utilize your brand to satisfy a need. And what I have here is what I've developed is what we call the marketing doctor's four-point inventory that would be very, very helpful to anyone who is doing a brand over, who's doing a transition, or is just trying to come up with just what their brand is. And I'm reading this from my book, People Buy Brands, Not Companies, and it goes like this. The first point is, what one word do you think best describes your brand? Are you creative, detail-oriented, on time, friendly, reliable? Give some serious thought and try to come up with one word that really captures your brand. Trust me, you're going to get a lot of mileage out of that one. One guideline, go for the bigger word. Are you punctual? Are you punctual because you are detail-oriented? Give a choice. I'll pick detail-oriented because it applies to more things and says a lot more about solid work ethic. Number two, how do people close to you describe your brand? That's your family, friends, colleagues. Ask them. Here, don't restrict them to only two words. Let them loose on your brand and be prepared to listen. It might not be easy for them, but there's a real treasure to be found here, and that is it's like a real-life focus group. Number three, what one thing do you like about your brand and dislike? Again, ask that target market. Are you detail-oriented? Why? Is it because you put a lot of value in getting things done exactly right and doing a good job? Similarly, do you dislike your brand? You run late, and maybe there is something that you want to change, like getting there on time, or as my mother used to do, set the clock 10 minutes early so she wouldn't be late. She was still late, though. So you want to find out what it is about your brand that you like, what is it about what you don't like. And then the last is what one thing do people close to you like and dislike about your brand? So it's not only asking yourself, but trying to get some sort of convergence in thought or some sort of consensus in what your brand is. And by doing that, you're doing yourself a great service because you're getting feedback. And that's all very, very, very good. So what we're going to be doing in just a few seconds is to get to one of my favorite sections the break. And so what we're going to do is we are going to take more callers. We're going to learn about Did You Know That? And even more brand talk in the next half hour. So stay around, folks, for Brand Talk, where branding gets personal.
And national news three times an hour. Here's the latest update from Fox News Radio on WVOX Worldwide.
Fox News Radio, I'm Pam Husso. Another round of White House meetings over the nation's debt crisis. President Obama huddling with top Democrats now, talks with Republicans planned for later.
We need to meet, talk, consult, narrow down what our options are.
White House spokesman Jay Carney, one bipartisan plan emerging in the Senate would slash the deficit by almost $4 trillion over a decade.
A big selling point for Republicans, lower tax rates across the board, and the Gang of Six proposal scraps the alternative minimum tax.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern, many Democrats want to know more about the proposed spending cuts. Much of the U.S. sizzling, and relief is still days away.
The heat index is 102 in St. Louis, 103 in Minneapolis and Milwaukee, and it stretches all the way to the East Coast.
Fox Radio's Jennifer Kuiper, cooler air expected to move into the plains this weekend. Fox News, we report, you decide.
And now with your latest up-to-date forecast, here's Steve Pelletieri's Eye on Weather, exclusively on WVOX Worldwide.
Forecast Westchester County in the vicinity for this afternoon. We'll see hazy sunshine, hot, humid weather. Highs will climb close to 90. Mostly clear to partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows going back into the lower 70s. Hazy sunshine, hot and humid weather. Highs middle 90s on Thursday. Mostly sunny. Could be a shower thunderstorm on Friday. Temperatures will climb into the middle 80s. Continued unbearable heat. Humidity highs will climb on Saturday into the low to middle 90s. Mostly sunny, upper 80s on Sunday. I'm Steve Pelletieri, Jr. reporting for WVOX Worldwide and WVIP HD.
87 degrees.
No matter where you go.
Driving in truck all day long.
Driving to work.
We're right there with you. WVOX Worldwide.
1460 WVOX.
We are back at Brand Talk Radio here on WVOX 1460 on your AM dial. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and I'm here to listen to you. Are you out of work? Are you in career limbo? Are you struggling over next steps? So let's navigate this transition together. Call in at 914-636-0110. 914-636-0110. Or email us at doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And as we last spoke, I was talking about this brand inventory. And I guess one of my historical heroes, George Washington, had, and I think this is very, very appropriate in terms of getting feedback. And, you know, a lot of celebrities and a lot of artists and a lot of performers really don't want real feedback. And that's why, oh, you were great, you were wonderful, you're great, you're wonderful. And, you know, it's a lot like tennis. You don't want to play with people that are as good as you are. You want to play with people who are a little bit better so that you get better. So what you want to do, if your brand is going to be a better brand, what you want to do is, in fact, get feedback. And George Washington understood this. And what I like to do is read a little something from Ron Chernoff's great book on Washington. I think there's a real lesson to be gained for anyone who wants to truly improve his brand. And in the book, he says, Washington never insulated himself from contrary opinions. George Washington said, quote, I can bear to hear of imputed or real errors. The man who wishes to stand well in the opinion of others must do this, because he is thereby enabled to correct his faults or remove the prejudices with the imbibed against him. In other words, folks, George Washington was never afraid to do his research and learn as much as he could about how others perceived him and his decisions. Man, is that guy, you know, everyone has their faults, and he could be difficult, but boy, that you can really learn from that man. Wow, terrific. Just terrific. So anyway, that was one caller. And the other caller, my man Vince, who was talking about wanted to start a charter school, the leave behind there was, if you are starting your own business, yeah, the money's important, and you got to listen to the finance people. And here we go again in terms of talking about what I talked about when it came to Netflix. But it's very important that we can't leave marketing out. And that's such an important component. And when I do talk to sophisticated investment banker types, they, in fact, they know that. And they tell me how really important it is to get it, in fact, started. So anyway, I just want you to know that if you're starting a new product or service, yeah, you have to have an accountant, you have to have your financial team, but always bring in your marketing folks, because your marketing first folks are going to come up with what they call the marketing mix. And the marketing mix are four principles or four components. One is, what is the product? Well, it's my bailiwick, what is the brand, okay? So that's the most important thing, all right? What is the brand name, the packaging, what you're going to call the service that you want. So it's that component. Then there is the promotion, okay? Another part, a very, very important part, which is, how are you in fact going to promote your product or service, or how are people going to know that it's around? That's very important. Then how are you in fact going to distribute the product or service? How are they going to get to it? That is it going to be on stores? Is it going to be bought on the internet? How are the people going to get this product or service? And then, what do you think? The price. Yes, folks, it does get down to the price. And that's what you call the marketing mix. And it's so very, very, very important. And by the way, there's one other component to the marketing mix that they call the competition. What is the market forces that go around? But so there's another component that you have to be aware of what the competition in fact is going to do. So anyway, getting back to my friend Vince, what you want to do when you are starting a venture, like even a charter school, you have to come up with what they call the marketing plan. And in this marketing plan, those four components, the price, the product, the place, and the promotion. So those are the what they call the four P's in marketing. And don't ever underestimate the importance of that. And by the way, we're here to take your calls. And we're here at 914-636-0110. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and we're here at Brand Talk. And we have a lot more show to come. And we're going to come to one of my favorite sections where we go and hit a bygone era of radio the way it used to be with my Did You Know That? And Did You Know That is what I feel is the perennial crowd favorite. And gives you little-known facts are brought center stage for your delight, amazement, and dare say, your continuing education.
This is Dr. John Tantillo asking, did you know that? I guarantee you have traveled at a very high speed in one of the most sterling examples of brand evolution in all of history. And folks, I bet you never even gave it a second thought. Let's journey back to the final days of the horse-drawn carriage. That's when two young brothers from a family of carriage builders saw the writing on the wall. Automobiles had arrived. The family business faced ruin. Without a horse to power their carriage, many simply shuttered their doors. But the brothers got to work. They took their experience and skills as carriage builders and applied it to cars. They invented breakthrough tools and revolutionized traditional carriage designs that could withstand the extreme stresses of motoring. In less than 5 years, they went from almost zero to producing 100,000 cars annually. The brothers were named Fisher, and the company they had started in a storefront shop became the cornerstone of General Motors. As late as 1984, their logo was stamped on the door of every GM car. An elegant carriage from a bygone era. The only thing it was missing was a horse. And now you can say, yes, I know that. And now a word from our sponsor, the Whitmore Group, where a relationship is a partnership. I've known James Metzger, the Whitmore Group CEO, for years. I'm a client and a friend, and I have seen how he fights for his clients and strives to meet their genuine insurance needs. Folks, it's bad to pay for insurance you don't need, but it's worse to think you're protected and then find out you're not. You want the right kind of professionals having your back. The Whitmore Group has your back. It's where a relationship is a partnership. Their number, 516-746-4141, 516-746-4141, or visit them on the web at whitmoregroup.com and tell them Dr. Tantillo sent you.
We are back. You are listening to Brand Talk on WVOX Radio AM on your dial, 1460. I am Dr. John Tantillo, your host, and if you're in transition or want to take stock of your life, call us at 914-636-0110. No question is too big or too small for Brand Talk. 914-636-0110. And we have an email from Arizona. Ken from Arizona. Thank you, Ken. And he is reacting to our Netflix. And he says, "Hi, Dr. Tantillo. Netflix is silly to be doing this. They've already destroyed Blockbuster. If they don't undo this increase in price, Rebox Video, which charges $1 DVDs, will make them fail. Right now, I borrow my movies from our public library. It's free. Netflix is brilliant at delivering movies with ease via mail and online. But now, it's not the time to be raising prices. I hope they reconsider because they are a great company." Ken, thank you so much for your email, and I couldn't agree more, and you said it even better than I did. Very well said. And by the way, if you like to, give us an email, it's doc@brandtalkradio.com. That's doc@brandtalkradio.com. And what we like now to do is, by the way, if you want to also give me a, I'd love to know what you think about the Did You Know That, and whether or not you are liking them, please give us a call. I'd love to hear what you think. So anyway, let's get back to Did You Know That, and what we can learn, because anything I do here, it's, I guess, the teacher in me. As I always said, I am a teacher by training, and I just love to assist people achieve their goals through the wonderful world of knowledge and education. And that's not, and that's very, very sincere. So, but let's look at the Fisher story. And the Fisher story is about recognizing what you do well and just what your brand is. What's happening now is I got like five things I want to share with you. I'm that excited about this takeaway. And there's a concept called marketing myopia that I'll spend some time in with just after I get all these exciting and points that I want to get out. And that's this. In Fisher's case, they recognized that they weren't horse carriage builders. They were craftsmen who had the ability to build passenger vehicles. Could you imagine if those 19th century railroad folks, instead of seeing themselves as being in the railroad business, but instead saw themselves as being in the transportation business, they never would have let the airlines overtake them. They were so concerned about rail that they didn't understand the real business that they were in, which was transportation. I think there was one. I think Union Pacific was the only one that did buy an airline company or bought an airline company. But for the most part, they didn't do that. That is, and as a result, many of the railroads, well, I don't have to tell you, it's Amtrak, right? And the, what was it, in the late 60s, early 70s, they were taken over by the government, right? Made into this system. And now what we're trying, I won't go into that. But anyway, so the lesson here is that what we have to do is always find out what our brand is, truly is, as the Fisher Brothers did, and then satisfy the needs of our customers based on that. So they were basically carriage builders. They weren't horse carriage builders. They were craftsmen who could build carriages. And it wasn't the horse that was the important component. It was the ability to get people in a comfortable riding compartment that was the important thing. And what the Fisher Brothers did here is they, in fact, focused their work on building the best body they possibly could. And it's just simply a great lesson to learn. There's like hundreds of obsolete products. I'll give you another one. What about ice? In the 1930s, before refrigeration, everyone had an ice man. What happened to that? Or even more recently, or maybe not so recently, there was a discipline called typesetting. Could you imagine before the Macintosh computers, there were people that would actually sit at a type machine, and I don't mean a typewriter, but a machine that would crank out this black type. Then what would happen is they would take that type, paste it on a paper, on a board, what they call a board, and then you took it to the printer. And I was in the middle of this, and I confronted my typesetter. I said, "Harry, what are you going to do? Everybody's going to computers. There'll always be a need for a typesetter." Well, I hate to tell you, folks, but that business went under shortly after he made those statements, because typesetting today, there is no such thing as typesetting. It's layout on Macintoshes with Quark Express setting the pace. So that's a great story here, and what we can learn from in terms of always keeping an eye out for what your customers want today, not that they wanted yesterday. And to be fair, that's what the good folks at Coca-Cola tried to do when they introduced New Coke. The only problem there is that they didn't consider the heavy users of Coke and their present customers. They were looking at trends, and the trends were that people were looking for sweeter products, and they wanted to, in fact, change the product so to reflect those changes in tastes. And I don't have to tell you what went on there. So the moral of this story is, how, in fact, do you respond to changes in the marketplace without destroying your brand? And if I had the answer to that one, it's a very, very delicate process. It takes a lot of thinking. It takes a lot of strategy. And as they said in The Wizard of Oz, you can't learn it for yourself. You need help to do it. And I have found that that when you get a professional to assist you in your branding efforts, there is in fact nothing like it, and that the progress you make is astronomical in terms of that. Now, I've been going on a little long here, but I want you to call in. You're listening to Brand Talk Radio, and we're on 1460 AM. My name is Dr. John Tantillo, and if you're in transition or you find any of these ideas that I have in fact presented to you, why not give us a call at 914-636-0110. That's 914-636-0110. Or do as Ken did to me from Arizona. Email me doc@brandtalkradio.com. doc@brandtalkradio.com. I have another story that I have to talk to you about in terms of branding. Everywhere I go, I look at brands. You know, some people might think I got nothing but brands on my mind, and you're absolutely right. It is all I have on my mind. So the other day, I love restaurants. I love restaurants. And my parents never went to a restaurant unless it was a Chinese restaurant, because my father didn't like the way restaurants cooked the food. Only later in life, when I was paying for the restaurants, would he go. But that's another story. Anyway, so we go to this restaurant, and it was on the east side, and I had some friends, and it was a great meal. The decor was great. The waiters, it was wonderful. So I go into the men's room, and I see, when I wash my hands, and I see the napkins or the towels for your hands. And on the towels of the hand, for the hand towels, I should say, there is their logo, the name of the restaurant, and their phone number on the towels. I said, these guys, this is great, because what did it do? It reminded me, after having that wonderful meal, that this is the name of the place. Brilliant, brilliant. And it reminds me of the days when I was working in politics, and the politicians would like to give out shopping bags to the people on the street with their names on it. This was brilliant, because what it did is reminded people of the politician's brand, their name. And in those days, there was no internet, and to reach people, you had to do it by personal intercept, of actually going to the person, introducing yourself, and reminding them who you were. And what better way than giving them something that they would use and where they could spread the word? This is terrific. And I mentioned shopping bags because not only did this restaurant called El Postino, a great restaurant, and I'm not getting, there's nothing here for me here. I'm being very honest. I'm just telling you that they're not a sponsor. It's just a perception, an observation. And they gave I don't eat the way I used to eat. So the doggy bag they gave me, of course, had the name of the restaurant with the phone number. I mean, this is brilliance like no one knows. And it always makes me wonder why there are businesses, retail operations that don't do that. It's so simple. It's great promotion. Yes, it's going to cost a little bit more for you to put your name or your brand name on something, but look at the benefits. And so that's what we want to do here at Brand Talk. Get everyone to begin to, in fact, focus on these small things, because marketing is all about paying attention to detail. that no one else worries about. I have a friend of mine that, well, as I mentioned to you, is starting a candle business. And he said to me the other night, gee, there's so many important details that I have to know before you even start to make money. Duh. Yes. And not only that, if you don't pay attention to those details, what's in fact going to happen is that you are not going to make money and you're going to lose money for your investors. So there you have it. A great story on restaurants and how wonderful they in fact are. What we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, and we're running out of time, is we're going to be talking about these transitions and in my life. And the only reason I want to talk about me is not because I want to talk about me, but for you to, in fact, understand that everyone goes to these transitions and how important they are in our lives. So we're going to be talking about my life as a fat person. Okay, or the fat person brand and how that shaped my personality. And then from student to dress coach and all of that. So that's about it, folks. Brand Talk will be here every Wednesday from 3 to 4 on WVOX 1460 on your dial. This is Dr. John Tantillo saying it's always easier when you keep your brand in mind. See you next week.